Yeah, maybe I'm not in a position to speak for the government as such, because the government, has got, people who can, speak, for it. But where I am, I usually am confronted, too, with, those questions. And like I was just saying, a few minutes ago, with the union, sometimes the demands of, some of the unions. I've usually have some problems in quite understanding what else they need. Like I was saying, it seems to me they don't want to play in accordance with, in terms of the environment that, they find themselves. They want to lay down the rules for everybody. And it doesn't look like, they're in a position to do that because they don't have that much support internally. And like I say, their real strength lies outside the country, not inside. That is, I think, the problem and their weakness, if I may put it that way.
So you think these people demanding democratic reforms are holding the government, for that matter, the kingdom hostage? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would say so. To the extent that, as a country, we do need, we have to communicate, with the outside world. We do need, I think, support here and there. And in terms of investment, it has got to come from outside, by and large. It's in that, respect that I think they seem to be, at least positioning themselves as part of, their strength in whatever demands they make.
But recently, a constitution was implemented that you told me could pave way for more dialogue between those who demand reforms and all that. Why hasn't the constitution provided that framework of a paradigm shift to engage people who dissent from government's views?
Yeah, again, speaking for myself, I think the constitution has probably been misunderstood by all these, the role players, by and large. And even the unions themselves, those at least, the so-called, progressives, if I may use that expression, they too don't seem to understand the constitution. They don't seem to know how they could best use it to their advantage. That is, the way I see. That's why I think they're also, pursuing issues which, in my view, are not even issues. The High Court, the Supreme Court in this country has defined it on the 1973, proclamation. What else do they want? That's, the problem I usually have when faced with that, the part of the argument. As to other things, maybe, the real, issue, to my understanding, is one of, multi-party. Like I say, as far as, that issue is concerned, too, one is uncertain who is holding, against it. Like we say, the Constitution does not, ban parties as such. It says nothing about them. One would have thought that, they would take advantage of that situation, but that is not the case. Instead, they want, the government to follow or to do what they want, as their part of their demand. And it's not, entirely justified as far as I'm concerned. There's no justification for it, not at any rate internally.
So you think those dissenting from government views do not necessarily have the support among the local population in Swaziland?
Certainly not. They certainly don't. And then maybe that's why they don't want, internally, really, there isn't much. And like I was saying, whatever demands they have, if there are other demands, they are bread and butter issues in terms of, let's say, working conditions or salaries or whatever. But in terms of, democratization as such, because when you ask them what exactly is it that they want, you never really get, a clear answer. Never.
But some of them have gone to an extent of presenting petitions to some embassies and to some government officials demanding more democratic reforms. That is where the bone of contention lies. Will there ever be a paradigm shift in that regard?
Well, I haven't seen the petition in terms of the latest so-called petition. I haven't seen it. But in the early, petitions, they're usually, labor issues, labor-related issues. They're hardly, political issues. I don't remember ever seeing, a petition which said we want, Clearly, I mean, we want a multi-party system. I haven't come across that.
But some people have raised questions that in the era of multi-party democracy, Swaziland will institute a legal framework that will be so silent on multi-party democracy in Swaziland. What are your views about some of these happenings around the world that Swaziland seemed to close its eyes on?
Well, there is a problem, of course, answering, that issue at a general level. We tend, to answer purely from, the position in which we find ourselves. And the general, feeling or the official position is that there isn't support for a multi-party, democracy locally. And that being the case, it's really not for me. It would, be for the government, to do anything if there is anything to be done. But as far as, support for that, a view, it doesn't seem to be, strong internally. Whatever happens or whatever may be happening outside, but they are all, entitled, to cast their vote whenever, elections, take place. No one, is stopped from doing that. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I wouldn't wish, to speak, for them or how they could strategize, what they could do or not do. Really, it's their own palaver, if I may use that, word.